Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation has come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be born from above, but not just become religious. Have intimacy with God, hear God's voice, accomplish their destiny, walk in the fullness of God. And that's really what this new book by Keith Miller does. It allows you to walk in the fullness of God, to understand his plan for your life, to have intimacy with God. In fact, Keith, you were telling me that some of the comments that you're getting often from people reading the book, that it does such a depth encounter with God that it touches deep into your spirit. And on the book, Surrender to the Spirit, I asked you on yesterday's broadcast, and then I rudely interrupted you, did God tell you to write this book? And your answer is?
Yes, he told me. It was almost like a mandate from the Lord, and it was more than just writing a book, but it was something that we felt like the Lord commissioned us to do, and not just to bring the information, but to bring about impartation through the revelation of from the Word that was going to bring forth a demonstration of the sevenfold flow of the Holy Spirit in the believer's life.
Speaking of impartation, tell me about the time you received your impartation for what you're doing today.
Well, when we begin to realize the importance of impartation, it began with a precious lady handing me a VCR tape, and Janet and I went home and put that thing in the VCR. In fact, it kind of tells you how old I am and how long ago it was, because it, on the remote control, it still had a wire connected to it, even though it was called a remote control. And we sat down there and we pushed play, and all of a sudden this guy comes on and he starts praying for people, and they fall down and fall all over the place.
You didn't see that in your Baptist church.
No, we didn't see. We were going, what in the world? And he took his coat and threw it, and all these people fell out. We're going, what? And we shut it off. And
well, was that in the days where he also blew on people and they fell over?
Yes, he was blowing, throwing the coat. I called him the whoopee haired guy. I didn't know who he was. And all of a sudden, the lady said, hey, this guy reminds me of you because you're really on fire and a radical like him. And then I started watching this guy. I said, what? And I actually was offended by not the people being touched by the power of God or even the code, but at one point he said this. He said, hey, there was a lady that come up on the platform, and he goes, do you want this anointing, baby? I said, oh, God, don't call people baby. And I shut off the VCR, and I was so offended by the guy.
You were so religious, but go ahead.
I could not believe it. I said, no way. And so I put that tape up, and I said, I actually, from my pulpit, as a senior Baptist preacher, I preached against him, saying he was a heretic and not to ever go to his meetings. And I did that But in 1994, that was 92 when that I saw the video. And 1994, man, I woke up one morning and this deep, deep cry hunger hit me so deep in my inner man. I began to cry out to the Lord. And what made me start crying out to the Lord was I saw people come to the altar Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, but never be and cry, weep, have a true heart, but never, never seeing transformation and always leaving the same way they came in. I said, oh, come on, Lord, there's got to be something more than this. In fact, we had so many young people get born again, baptized, but then 3 months later we wouldn't see them again. I said, what's going on? And so I began to cry out. I started saying, Lord, what's going on? And Psalm 63 became a cry every day. Every morning, 5:30, I started saying that passage of Scripture was my life. I'm crying out, where are you? My flesh, my soul, everything there is about me wants to see the power and the glory of God in the sanctuary. Where's your power? Where's your glory? And so for about 3 months, I did that every morning. And one morning, I turned on the TV, 5:30, and there he was on TV. And I just kind of shifted right through the channels and didn't watch him because I was offended by him. But as I was pushing the remote control, I just went all the way back around, made a complete circle right back to where I started. And as soon as I went back to that channel, there's a little boy, and he said this. He said, "Yes, all the kids at school made fun of me because I couldn't run. But look what God did for me today." And he started running back and forth on the platform, and he began to cry. And the mama and daddy was standing there, and they were crying. And the evangelist, Benny Hinn, was crying. And I was crying. I sat in my front room floor, 5:30 in the morning, nobody around, and I'm crying. I'm going, "Yes, Lord, this is what I'm talking about." And all of a sudden, he goes back to his studio setting, Benny does, and he looks at the camera, and he goes, and I made fun of this before, and all of a sudden, he says this, "There's a preacher, and you're in your front room floor. And you're crying right now, saying you want this anointing." Well, I get up, I'm looking all around going, "What in the world?" And all of a sudden, I just started getting up every morning watching him. I saw the power of God. I saw people getting healed. And one day I told my wife, I said, "Hey, babe, what do you think about this Benny Hinn guy?" And she looked at me. She goes, "What?" I said, "What do you think about Benny Hinn?" She goes, "Why?" I said, "Well, what do you think about him?" And she goes, "I like him. I've been watching him every day at 1:30. And see, I'd been getting up every day at 5:30 watching him. And we ended up going to Dallas, and he picked us out the very back out of 3 to 5,000 people. And he come running back there, and he said, "Those two right there." And I had just prayed. I had just prayed this prayer. "Lord, I don't know what, I'm not looking to a man, but I see what you're doing through that man. I want impartation. I want what he's functioning in. I want to see the sick healed. I want to see people empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to see that." And he comes running back there and picked us out and says, he just said these words, "Take this anointing." And we went down in the power of God and laid there on the floor. And we went back to our church that Sunday morning. And I hid oil behind my pulpit, and I asked everybody in the congregation, and I started reading different scriptures out of the book of Acts and took them to James. And I said, "Doesn't it say in James, if there's any sick among you, anoint them with oil?" And they all said, "Yes." I said, "Well, today we just happen to have a bottle of oil right here." And I said, I got the oil, and I said, "If you're sick, come up here." And my whole front filled up with people. And I put a little dab of that oil on my finger and went up there and touched and the person. They collapsed under the power of God. And we saw so many people get healed and ministered. And that's how it all kind of started with us in pursuit of the fullness of the Holy Spirit in our daily life.
Well, speaking of the fullness of the Holy Spirit, we're making available this week your new book, Surrender to the Spirit. And the subtitle is The Limitless Possibilities of Yielding to the Holy Spirit. And people have been telling you when they read this book that it touches them so deep in their spirit. What other feedback are you getting on it?
Yeah, we've actually been amazed because even pastors and leaders are writing this and telling us, like, here's one precious gentleman is a pastor of a church in Houston, Texas. He actually said, "The revelation that I received out of the book of the sevenfold flow of the Holy Spirit was mind-blowing to me. And the book does an outstanding job illuminating the work of the Spirit in the life of a believer that will allow the Holy Spirit to walk them into the realm of the limitless possibility as they yield to Him. I'm an avid reader, but I have not read a book that spoke my heart and challenged me more to live under the Holy Spirit's control and anointing than Surrender to the Spirit. I have read, underlined, highlighted, meditated each chapter, and as I go back and reread, I find it something new each time. It's a must-read." And I know this pastor, and he's beginning to see and understands some of the different flows of the sevenfold flow of the Holy Spirit in his ministry now.
Now, God gave you this revelation, and that's what it is. You don't get touched that deep in the spirit just from surface teaching. But God himself gave you this revelation through three angelic encounters.
That's right.
We don't have time to go into it, but perhaps we can start with the very first one.
Yeah, it was during a worship. Actually, I was doing a school and one of the speakers, and it was my session. And during the worship time, I was just worshiping, and all of a sudden, I mean, it was just like that. It was all of a sudden, boom, I was just caught up in a prophetic encounter. And I was just literally caught up, and as I was caught up, all of a sudden I saw this huge, I mean, just this an authoritative, and I say busting in the sense real authoritative, strong angel of the Lord standing there looking at me. And he said, "Open your mouth." And I opened my mouth, and he threw this something in my mouth, and I felt it hit my mouth, and I ate it, and then I come out of the prophetic encounter, and I sat down. And my whole team, my wife was there, and several of my team, my family, and they all said, "What just happened to you?" And I said, "I don't know, man. I ate a book or something. I don't even know what it was." But immediately, I knew in my spirit, I heard Revelation 10 and Ezekiel 3. So I marked those down in my book and in my Bible and have them right now to this day. It was August 2002, and I knew something incredible just took place for me.
Very quickly, tell me the two scriptures.
Revelation chapter 10. It talks about the angel of the Lord who told John and showed him the open book. And he said, "Take the book and eat the book, because you have many people to still to prophesy, many nations to go to." So he said, "Take the book and eat the book." And Ezekiel 3, Ezekiel was told, "Eat the scroll, because I'm commissioning you to send you to the house of Israel."
Okay, consider yourself challenged. If you want to eat the scroll, that the revelation of the seven candlesticks in the temple, the seven functions of the Holy Spirit, order Surrender to the Spirit for a donation of $20. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or our archives, or subscribe to our radio and TV podcasts, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.